Heretic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gable Brenton. I'm on the grid, Sirius XM channel 159. Let's do this thing. The Masters has begun. We'll get you caught up to date with the leaderboard. We'll get you caught up to date with the updated odds. We've got Major League Baseball on tap. We've got the Frozen Four. We've got NHL hockey. We've got Drew Martin. We've got Dave Sharapan. We've got James Young, the coach. And we've got Terrell Furman kicking it with us as well. So we've got a full house. Dubsy will join us tomorrow. We'll get his thoughts on the Masters. We got the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart in the house. A lot of big names at the top of the leaderboard right now. And, of course, weather has been all the talk about this tournament, but it hasn't come into play yet today very much. John Rahm at the top of the leaderboard right now. Cam, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Gabe, and kudos to you, too. Good start for your guys. I know you had Morikawa. I think he's 3 under. We both have Schauffele. He's right there. The one thing that's really surprising, there's two guys. Brooks Koepka, he's been on live. Nobody's talked about this guy on the Netflix. Oh, my game sucks, you know. Going to Florida Panther games wasted with a pylon, calling Eric Ekblad a pylon and a stiff. This guy played wicked golf today, and it's what we talked about. Like, some of these live guys have sucked, but he's been amazing. And I'll tell you, it's very interesting. I'm not going to make like a prediction on day one, but John Rahm has a fire in his eye that looks right now, Gabe. Like, this guy, he didn't even bring his A game and he shot 7 under. And the scary thing is, Scottie Scheffler, not even like hitting any putts, and he's still like 4 under. So let's call it out for what it is. The chalk is going to be there at the end of this tournament. I don't know what's going to happen with the weather tomorrow, but if you can't get it low today, like basically if you're over par today, Gabe, and you have to like hit a low number tomorrow, you're done. Like, you need to be under par today.
That's why all these people talk about value this, value that. Yeah, yeah, whatever.
Value nothing.
I went over the numbers. If you look, there's only been two guys that have won this tournament by more than 60-1. Right? Like, yep. Historically, this is a chalk tournament. So far, I mean, it's nothing but big names, as we talked about. John Rahm really hasn't even played, you know, his best golf. He is 7 under. Victor Hovland is 7 under right now. People didn't talk about Victor, but I ended up putting Victor in a play. You know what? It was one of those deals, too. I scrolled when I saw Victor Hovland. Seeing Victor Hovland, I'm like, man, he might finish with the best, you know, the best score today, or at least partially tied. And I put a bunch of first plays in, first round leaders. And at the last second, I did put Hovland, but I didn't play him to be the first round leader. I just put him in to make a cut parlay that I played. But I saw a great video of Victor Hovland driving to the course today, cranking death metal. This guy doesn't play around. He's Norwegian. Yeah. I didn't know he listed in Norwegian. Like, he really was. He was smiling. He was cranking like metal. And he's driving to the course.
I'm like, people don't know, Gabe.
Gotta get a piece of this guy. He's a metalhead. I like Victor Hovland. Like,
hey, you know what he is? He's actually like, he's Smiley McGee. But he talked about it. He goes, I like my music hard. Those Scandinavians, you know, you play death metal, man. Those guys are into that stuff. And Hovland looked amazing today. Watch out for this guy. He is dangerous.
A shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gable Brenzi. The Masters has it begun. And Victor Hovland is as dangerous as a Norwegian death metal band's lead singer is. Tell you, the Norwegians don't play around. And Victor Hovland's not playing around. 7 under. I got to tell you, this is like big name central. the executives of CBS. I got to tell you, they got punched in the mouth with the NCAA tournament, but they're liking what they're seeing so far, with the exception, of course, Tiger Woods. But it's a who's who. So Victor Hovland, 7-under. John Rahm, 7-under. Brooks Koepka, remember him? He's 7-under. Yep. Cameron Young is lurking, 5-under. We talked about Jason Day being a strong first-round player. Jason Day, 5-under. You talked about Sam Burns, Mr. Burns. He's been playing some great golf over the last couple of months. Sam Burns is 5-under. Shane Lowry, 4-under. My guy, Xander Schauffele, 4-under. He's lurking. Adam Scott, 4-under. Gary Woodland, 4-under. Scottie Scheffler, defending champion. No one's defended this thing since Tiger in 2002. Tom Kim had a strong first round at 4-under. Justin Rose is T14 right now at 3-under. But we should bring up what happened to our guy, Will Zalatoris, who withdrew an hour before tee off.
But Gabe, it's a great news story. Usually we take these guys and they hit
another
room.
Yeah, drop out before. I'm happy. People are like, Zalatoris screwed you, Moretti. I'm like, no,
he didn't.
I got my money. He pulled out. That's fine.
Exactly. These guys don't get it.
Thank God. Henrik
Stenson takes one shot and goes, oh, my back. Oh, I don't feel good today. It's like, thanks, idiot. You hit one shot. You could have just not gone in the tournament. We get all our Zalatoris monies back. It's actually a blessing in disguise, Gabe. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm very happy right now. All of our bets look really, really good.
What does
good.
It say about my vision? He didn't even play.
You know what the thing about your vision is? It's so strong, it went to the opposite.
It did. It didn't get burnt. It just got nullified. Poof, never happened.
No, because if you said, who's not going to play in the Masters and have a late withdrawal, and the guy you picked to win didn't even start, which is like almost, it's kind of like what you say, like winning 12 bets in a row or losing 12 bets in a row. Same impression.
It's hard to do. It's hard to do.
Yes.
Like the Pistons losing 23 of 25. That's hard to do. It's like, wow.
Damn right it is.
Pretty impressive.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
But you know, you got a lot of bets on a tournament or any event when you don't really even remember. You're like, do I have that? Yeah. Oh, wait, let me see. Oh, wait. we'll go over what I have. I don't have John Rahm. I'll tell you that. I don't have John Rahm.
Yeah.
I saw John
Justin
Rahm.
Justin Rose.
Yeah, every rose has its thorn.
I'm loving it. Know what? And I love what we're saying over the top of the show. And this is, guys, just listen to me. I have a little bit of a rant. All these new school guys, I have a computer algorithm. I have this and this. Know what I like about Morenci? Screw it. I like this team. I like the way they look. I jotted down some notes on paper. And other than Phil Mickelson, everything like right now, like Phil played good today. We'll see him shoot 80 tomorrow. Gabe, we're in the mix with a lot of guys. Like, we made picks. All of our guys are under par right now. And that's a great start to a major tournament. And I'm going to tell you this. Hate to say it. John Rahm, to me, when I watched golf today, there was a look in his eye like he wants to kill everybody. But his odds are very, very poor right now.
Well, he's plus 380. I saw an interview with John Rahm after his round, and he basically stated, if I play this way, I'll be fine. He basically said, I just need to be in contention on Sunday, and I think I can finish this thing, essentially.
Agreed.
Like he's basically one day at a time. That was his whole goal. That's pretty much his words were, I just need to get into the final on Sunday. So he goes, I just need to be there on Sunday, and I feel pretty good about things. So
Agreed. We'll
see if he can keep this up. Extremely dangerous. My guy is, now that Zalatoris is out, my wagon is hitched to my boy, Xander Schauffele, who's still checking in right now at a very robust 22-1. Let's bring in Drew Martin. Drew, you ever played Augusta before? You're a high roller.
Yeah, you're an SEC guy.
Ever played? Ever played Augusta?
I have not, Gabe. I've wanted to, and unfortunately, I just never got the invite, man. But I would love to. If you ever get a chance, please let me join your team.
I don't think any of their members are ever going to invite me for a round.
Nope.
Maybe Condoleezza Rice will give me a call. No, I was looking at the overhead shot. I was looking at the overhead shot, the old helicopter and stuff, and I was just thinking, I was like, whoa. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was the 10th hole. It was one of the holes. I was like, I'd have a big-time hard problem with this hole. like, you know what I mean? Like, I could not play that course. I couldn't play. No. Like, it would take me, like, 8 hours. I'd need, like, 13 sleeves of balls. Like, I just need, like, it'd have to be like, listen, you got to give me, like, 6 hours or something here. Don't expect me to get through this quickly.
Listen to this one, Blanche. Before we get to Drew, you're going to love this story. So I went to cover the Masters when me and Gabe were working at a network, right? So our boy Richard Garner goes, you have to work for our company, but this global television, they need you to do stuff too. So you're going to like double bang it. The best is Morenci, Bob Weeks and all these guys from TSN are at like Butler Cabin, like they're right there. We're in Thompson, Georgia, an hour and a half away, me and Adnan Virk. So we're trolling up there, whatever, but at 4 o'clock in the morning. The best is though, at the end, they have a draw and they have an international draw. And they're like, oh, yeah, one of these Canadian guys is going to win. And David Faraday comes. He's like, I'm looking for a fat Scottish guy, not you, whatever. And I'm like, okay, I didn't win. And then I'm like, who won? Corey Warren, that guy from TSN, got to play because they always pick, like, an American, a Canadian, a Brit, and whatever. Yeah,
they have
like
a media. The media gets to play at the end of the tournament.
Yeah, not me.
No, it wasn't you.
Exactly.
Wasn't you?
Anyway, I wish I did.
Did you bet on anything on this, Drew? Did you play the Masters at all?
You know what, Gabe? I saw a good video on Twitter from what I would consider the most entertaining man in sports betting, and he made a heck of a case for Zalatoris.
I appreciate that. Yeah, and he dropped out. He withdrew.
Yeah, he dropped out. You get your money back.
Well, that's what I bet, man. I saw that video on Twitter. And by the way, I stand behind that. The most entertaining man in sports betting, Gabe Morenci. And I thought you brought up some good points. So I bet on it. And hey, I guess it's water under the bridge at this point.
Hey, it's a scratch. It's like a push. It's rained out. We got our money back, Drew.
Yeah.
We get our money back. So I tell you what, the Final Four is done, but the Frozen Four is going on right now, guys. We've got some live ice hockey. The Minnesota Golden Gophers are up 2-1 on the Boston University Terriers right now. 11 minutes remaining in the second period. And the second that I just started talking about it, they locked the game. Wow. I really have that. Like, I think somebody just scored.
What the hell's going on with you these days, man?
It's like locked. Yeah, I'm like lightning. Like everything, something happens.
It's usually good though. The thing is, it's not like you're like a guy that's with a dark cloud. Recently, it's been like, you know, if it's lightning, you part the skies and it's a rainbow of happiness and winners. So you know what? I'm not gonna step in front.
We've got. We'll keep you up to date. It just locked right now. FanDuel has live in-game betting for this, but we have Quinnipiac and Michigan. Can't keep the Wolverines out of all the championships. Right, it's not bad. They made it to the. It's pretty good. The trifecta. Didn't make it to the NCAA tournament. Made it to the college football playoff, and have now made it to the Frozen Four, the Final Four. This thing is really grown in popularity, as well. The Michigan Wolverines are favorites at -164. You know who they knocked off, and we're going to bring this up at 7 o'clock. Dave Sharapan's Penn State Nittany Lions. Me and Dave were going back and forth during the game.
Yeah,
Michigan beat him in overtime to go to the final, the Frozen Four, the final Frozen Four.
I'll give you this, Morenci. Like Penn State, that's a good year for them. Like usually, you know, you have Minnesota, Duluth, Michigan State. So the fact that Penn State even went that deep, kudos to Sharapan's team. They're getting better.
So Boston University just tied it up. It's 2-2 right now. Minnesota are big favorites. Minnesota are -215, even though it's 2-2. The total is 7.5, and I'm thinking about pulling the trigger on the under 7.5, but it seems like it's quite a thing, but quite the track me going off. Let me give it a couple of minutes to breathe. What's that, Drew? What do you got for us?
Yeah, big blue on the Frozen Four. I was actually going to bring up the fact, you know, as a sports program, you're right. They were knocking on the door of the NCAA tournament. And I always like to think, who has the best, you know, kind of sports program out there in college sports? Michigan's actually putting their kind of hat in that ring, man, because a few years ago, I would always be like, oh, Auburn. Yeah.
National Wrestler of the Year, Michigan.
Oh, okay. Okay.
National Wrestler of the Year, Michigan swim team dominating. I think Michigan, there's Texas are very good if you add everything up, actually. Like, Texas are good at golf, Cam. Yep. You know, track and field. Like, if you actually add up, I love that, Drew. Remember, they used to have the Capital One Cup. You add it all up. Who has the most? You know what I mean? It's the whole thing. But I think Michigan is the best overall if you added it all up.
And then it becomes a question of, like, what are we actually ranking? Like, does football count more than, like, you know, sports that people don't know, and then basketball kind of second? Or are they all the same? You know, because, like, how you calculate it kind of matters as well in that kind of ranking, you know?
Well, for me, look.
Gabe, Quinnipiac's a good hockey team. They're a very, very, very dangerous team. They're a small school, Hampden, Connecticut. But I'll tell you one thing.
Oh,
Michigan's
yeah.
favored. Like, Quinnipiac is good.
No, they're an elite hockey program.
Yes, they really are.
And an elite political program. That's all the political posts. The Quinnipiac presidential poll, Drew, right?
Yes.
Quinnipiac.
Is anybody good, is it? I always hear
that. If you want to be a political science major, you go to Quinnipiac, bro.
Yeah,
they play hockey and they do political polls.
He's not Stanley C. Panther. He's Boomer the Bobcat. Excellent.
Boomer Bobcat.
Yeah, Boomer the Bobcat.
That's their guy.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Right. Really? Oh, thank you, Ben. You know, a good, great job, Sam. Get us up a cup. We've just been informed.
So good.
We've just been informed that Michigan second. Who's first? Texas? Who's first? Who's first? Georgia.
Georgia.
Go away, Georgia.
Everything.
Go away, Georgia.
Good football, good golf, good everything. Baseball.
Stanford's women's.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I am Gabriel Moranci. This show is sponsored by FanDuel. And to the powers that be at FanDuel, I've got a suggestion for you. Let's set some numbers for the Capital One Cup, man. Who's going to win the Capital One Cup? Let's get involved. The Capital One Cup should be, everybody loves college sports. You merge them all together. You know what? I tweeted this out, and this is on my bucket list, actually, Drew. And in fact, I think you would enjoy it a lot as well. We need to go to a UCLA women's gymnastics match and performance. It's like a Cirque du Soleil times 10, this thing. Oh, yeah, it's lit. It's like a big party. You got the music. And every year, like, each, they out-top, like, the last team. You know what I'm saying? Like, UCLA gymnastics is a freak. It's a show. I'll tell you, the other thing that's really big, too, is that there should be more betting on, but you can bet on it. Number one, hey, FanDuel, get some freaking PBA bowling lines up, man. Come on,
exactly.
Man. Where's more the PBA dark. Bowling?
More bowling. And before Nassar got to Michigan State, that gymnastics program was off the chain good. Like, they were wicked. They were very good.
You didn't have to bring Michigan State up into this conversation.
I'm just saying, it's unfortunate there was a bad guy involved. They were very talented. That's all I'm saying. I didn't say nothing bad.
I'm not concerned with Michigan State. All right, so
that's your Michigan bias. You're always got a Michigan.
Michigan's
bias.
Got good gymnastics too.
They do too.
But no, that should be. Right. You see, college baseball betting is there's much more of it right now. Agree. Like if there's every game and all this. Look at college hockey, college athletics. But I was gonna say, the NCAA wrestling tournament. This thing does massive numbers on TV. It sells out arenas and stuff. And people, diehards do bet on it, but I think it should be pushed a little bit more as well. It's just my suggestions, guys. Invite me to one of your meetings here. I'll sit down. I got like 10, 15 ideas for you. Take me 10, 15 minutes and I'll leave. There it is. Say, take more action on this. That's you right. should do that.
Hey. Here, you guys should be doing this. You're not doing that. Yeah. I think this sucks. It's like, thanks, Morenci.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, no, that's you're out the door. 5 minutes. Give me 5 minutes of your time. I'll leave it on the table. Do what you do with my ideas. All right.
Rapid. I couldn't think of a better person for that job, Gabe. You would be perfect. Just go in there. 10 minutes, guys. We need more of this. This is why. Kick this out.
I should start like the Gamblers Association of America, like a Teamsters Union camp. I'll be the head, like Jimmy Hoffa. I represent the Gamblers of America and North America. We feel as if though that you don't have enough options. We need PBA bowling. We demand it. I'll negotiate for the people.
I just found out I have Victor Hovland, first round leader, when I was having a couple drinks last night.
Whoa.
30 bucks at 35-1. What's that? 1,000? Oh, here we go.
Nah, but he splits with a bunch of people.
Yeah, you're right. And I took a lot of guys, as you know.
How many other guys are there? I think there's like four.
I don't want to tell you. What do you think the number is?
No. There's only three other guys at 7 under.
No. Two other guys. How many guys I bet on? Not just the six I gave you.
Oh, how many guys did you take first round?
15, 16, actually a little bit under than you'd think.
So I was sort of ballpark. Yeah, first round leader. So you like my guess, you 22. He got 16.
Yeah, you knew 16 he was peppering the board there. Yeah, for sure.
I have a real cricket problem, Drew. I got to go see somebody. Like, I got an addiction.
You got to have a limit.
You're a golf fan.
Yeah. No, I
wanted to ask you, though,
too.
You got all these picks. Yeah. I'm more interested in the number. I wanted to ask you, like, point blank, and I don't know if you know, if you even want to share it. Some people get, like...
I don't. I'm not like these other guys. Ooh,
yeah, I don't want, like, get to Costa Rica when I got into a low shack. I said, what's a unit anyways? I asked harmlessly at the Super Bowl, Drew, in Costa. Remember? He goes, that's a very personal question, Gabe. I'm like, it's not. What is it? It's not
I
that
like
personal.
Shack, but I really like. I like.
What'd you bet
shack.
On the game?
It seems very friendly.
No, it was right before the Super Bowl. He gave like 10 picks, and he was like 0.4 units on this prop and 0.6.
I don't.
So
play
I just
that
said
game.
After I said, so no, what does a either. Unit mean, anyways? He said, that's very personal. I was like, so you don't want to tell me, in other words. Now I told him. I said, look, I remember. I showed my computer screen to him. I said, look. Here's all my bets. I don't care if you see what I have. This is what I got. He refused to tell me in the end. He refused to tell me. Yeah.
Weird. What's the question?
What's a unit? Yeah. So it's like, especially like 0.4 units. That's like,
you
I mean, you're $100.
Like, what's the question? Like, I don't care. Ask me the question. Like, what's a unit? Or
so,
like, what do I
know? How much money did you bet on the Masters? To the exact dollar, because that's how I operate. I look at my account before I start. That's all I know. So at the end of the day, I'm like, all right, I had that. I have this.
I almost don't want to tell you off the top.
How much
of my
did you risk? 2,000?
Four thousand.
See, you don't know the exact amount. About 4,000.
Because I did it on four different companies. I'm like, ding, ding.
So
ding,
you better
ding,
get ding. Some wins back then.
Yeah.
Oh. But I
need a couple.
Gabe, you don't understand. How many first
so
round
you,
leaders?
You, it's a good thing you hit one of these first round leaders. Yeah.
No, I'm hitting a lot of them today. Yeah. So it's just, it's a long grind. But things right now are plus. That's all you need.
I bet more than I normally do on the Masters. By my standards, I think I bet like, I don't know, not even that much, like 750, maybe 1,000.
Yeah.
Like I put 200 bucks on Corey Connors, top Canadian. I put like 200 and 250 on a few make the cut props and stuff like that. But like, I didn't go into the thousands, but okay. We got two baseball games. Yep. What do you think? Drew Martin, Strider, Spencer Strider on the hill here tonight, going up against Snell. Snell got hit in his first start. Strider just rolled. Strider's strikeout prop was 8.5. The overnight number, it was plus money, but at 8.5, Drew, what do you think about this Braves and Friars game?
Gabe, I think it has playoff feel, by the way. This could be like a little playoff preview here. Pods and
it has an under feel to it, doesn't it?
It sure does.
I could see that. But, Gabe, I want to bring up a point. You know, you bring up Snell struggling in his first start a little bit. Keep in mind, guys, with this pitch clock, one thing I was looking to do, Gabe, is like the trend of big-name pitchers that struggled their first time out, you know, real baseball with a pitch clock. I'm actually looking to fade that, meaning – you know, keep riding that trend when guys struggle, look to bet against them in their second start as well with this pitch clock. I think it might be in their head a little bit. It worked with Max Scherzer last time he went out on his second start. Could see that happening again here with Blake Snell. I also need to bring up the fact this is the Braves home opener. And guys, I lived in Atlanta for 8 years, in Auburn, which is only like an hour drive, for 5 years prior, actually, in college. It is a big deal for their home opener in Atlanta. This is going to be a raucous atmosphere. I just keep that in the back of your mind. I mean, -155 price tag. It'd be Braves or pass. And I do like that Strider strikeout prop towards the over.
7.5 right now. 7.5 at FanDuel. It was an 8.5 at plus money overnight. I guess they weren't getting action on it. He had 9 in the first start of the year, Cam. That was against the Nationals. 9 strikeouts. Snell strikeouts is 6.5. Even though he got lit up, he actually had, I think he had 8 strikeouts. What do you have in his in the debut? But I tell you what, it's really hard not to bet the Spencer Strider strikeout prop at 7.5, and I'm gonna do it. You know, opponents only hit .180 against him last year as well. What are you doing with this baseball game, Cam?
I got to be honest with you, Gabe. After you kind of shook me down in the interrogation room about my Masters bets, I don't really have a lot of things going on right now.
So I know what you're saying is you don't have any money left. All your money.
Basically said, yeah. Like, what am I going to do? I'm not cashing out winners
and,
to bet on
and Cam's got a hockey. Yeah, Cam's got to save a little for hockey.
Oh, too, and right? I had a good night in hockey last night. You got that right. You know, you know me, Morenci. But I do lead Braves, and I do agree with you guys on Strider. That guy throws smoke. I think he can have like 10 or 11 strikeouts.
Braves are 5-1 on the season, start off on the road. They're one of the more undervalued, underappreciated teams in sports, actually. They've been consistent as hell. Last year, they were injured in the playoffs. The year before, they won the World Series. The year before that, they were up 3-1 on the Dodgers in a National Championship League series. They're just a model of consistency, and I get the feeling the Braves have a chip on their shoulder. They're in a bad mood that they didn't win last year. I like the Strider. I'm going to give me Strider over 7.5. Give me the Braves to win a baseball game, and give me under 8.5. Those are my picks, Drew. Final picks for you, Drew, in this game?
I like the Braves. -155, guys. Again, I don't think I did enough justice to the home opener. It's almost like a college football feel. They do a lot of tailgating outside. So I think it's going to be raucous. And I agree with you. The Braves are underrated, man. That lineup, bullpen, good as well. They got Strider on the hill. Go with the Braves.
Merrill Kelly started the WBC Classic final. Now he starts tonight for the Arizona Diamondbacks. I thought that players that played in WBC could have a little bit of a head start over a lot of the other guys. And so far they have, actually. If you look, Otani's great anyways, but Otani's been money. But which leads me into my boy, Will Smith. Will Smith, home runs in 3 straight games, hitting .421 on the season. He's got a .1478 OPS. Will Smith's been balling. The big ginger, Dustin May's on the hill here tonight for the Los Angeles Dodgers. We'll hit this more on the other side. We'll get the guy's thoughts. But we should note, Merrill Kelly has never beaten the Dodgers in his career. And it's not a small sample.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Size. He's pitched against them 13 times. He's 0-9. Who had a 5.64 earned run average. Krusty the Clown says the Generals are due. Coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Gabriel Moranci, kicking it with the Ranger Redhead, Cam Stewart, Drew Martin in the house with us. And Drew, a lot of, you know, some people liked the Arizona Diamondbacks coming into this year. They were kind of a trendy team a little bit, but I don't know how you feel about the pitch clock and the new rules, but all feelings aside, whether you like it, hate it, whether I like it or hate it, it is what it is. It's here. And if there's one team that's really maximizing the new rules and taking advantage of it, and not only maximizing it, but actually building their team around this, it's the Arizona Diamondbacks. Listen, the Diamondbacks haven't had the easiest schedule to start the season, and they're in every game, man. They're battling. They beat the Dodgers twice, 2-1. They get them again. I don't think this is going to be an easy series for the Los Angeles Dodgers against the D-backs. Everybody loved Corbin Carroll. All the baseball guys and insiders and stat geeks were all Corbin Carroll this, Corbin Carroll that. He's so fast. But, you know, Drew, before now, you can only, you know, you can only throw the ball twice a second to first base, right? You can to check the runner. Last year, the stolen base success rate was 74%. It's 88% right now. 88%. Yeah, like Luke Voit stole a base the other night. Like, honestly, like, so they're free bases, bro. And they're giving, it's a free, if you want to steal, you can steal. You're going to, there's it's 88% chance successful rate. And Arizona are doing it, bro. And they're not hiding it. Like, everybody's got a green light. They stole four bags the other night, Drew.
Yeah. And Gabe, you know what it's going to do? I first off, I like the rules change. Getting the game to go faster, we needed that, in my opinion, anyway. The shift, I'm kind of, you know, I guess lukewarm about. I'm still up in the air about it. But Gabe, you know what this is going to do, at least in my opinion? This is going to shift what teams, what GMs, the talent they're looking for. It's changing what the guys you're going to pay money, what you want them to do is what I'm getting
at. That could be a benefit. I don't like it, but I hear what you're saying. We might start seeing guys, you know what? I just don't want a softball guy that's going to hit home runs. I need a guy that can run. I need a guy that can, you know, play baseball. Yeah. I get that. That might be a plus to this.
Yeah, absolutely. A guy that can put the bat to ball, a guy that can run too, play good defense. You don't want to give away outs. And a guy that can steal bases. I mean, 88%, Gabe, that's get on first. And now we're really talking. I mean, it's really changing the landscape of the future of baseball. And I think it's a good thing overall.
I'm not a fan, but
are you really? Well, what about the game?
But that's the one thing I would have preferred to find ways you can shorten a game by in-game commercials. Boom, there's your solution. Like soccer does. You know, yeah. I mean, you want to shorten a game, why do we have such long commercial breaks in between every inning? Like does Mookie Betts, I think he'll be fine if he doesn't play pitch and catch with the ball boy between every inning, Drew.
That's true.
Yeah, you see what they do in between innings. They're looking at girls in the stands. The old man, I remember when I was a kid, I used to always like be fascinated by it. I remember like they'd throw the ball would go to Rodney Scott on the Expos or something, and he'd like roll the ball like a bowling ball to first base. Like just total like nothing. Like just or in one hop it just as a joke. I get it. The pitchers get a couple of warm-up pitches, but they don't even need as many as they get. Right. I don't know. You could have sped it up, but I can't listen. Just because I don't like something doesn't mean I'm right. Right. And there's more people that said, no, it was too long. So if you thought it was too long, if everyone thought it was too long, my deal is though, if I go see something that I like, I don't want it like I'm not like, I went to see Metallica. I really hope they don't play too long. I hope I get out of there in 70 minutes. It's like, no, I just paid to go see Metallica. I hope they play like for 3 hours.
I'm picking up what you're laying down, Gabe. And you know what it's actually doing? It's almost like a separation of what they're making better. They're making the TV product a whole lot better.
Yes, sir. Opinion, bingo.
Yeah. Which might be better for the whole business but aspect of it.
I think they're hurting the fan, though, guy, Drew. Like, seriously, like you just said, what a big deal Atlanta is. There's traffic. You go to a Yankee game or you go to a Dodger game. It literally took me like 90 minutes to get from Hollywood. It's 5 miles, right? So yeah. It takes you like an hour and a half to get there, an hour and a half to get out of there. You want to spend a day there. I don't want to be at Dodger Stadium for like an hour and 57 minutes. Oh, look how fast the game was. I go, or, you know, I just spent all this money on a ticket and it's over already. You're right, though. I think it's going to help the TV and I think it'll hurt the fan experience personally.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And I actually experienced it, Gabe. I went to a Marlins game, the second one, Friday night.
Oh, this year?
Down in the fish tank. Yeah. Yeah, and it was fun, you know, a little bit of tailgating before.
So when you went for a beer, you went to the bathroom, did you miss a lot of stuff? Like, what was it like?
Gabe, I only got one beer. This is what I wanted to bring up. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go get another beer. I looked up, and it's the top of the eighth inning, and they stopped selling beer. I only drank one beer at the game, and I like to have a couple. It went by so fast, man. It absolutely changes the experience. You got to get there early, and you really got to stay in your seat because if you go to the bathroom, there's a little line. You can miss like two full innings, man. I'm serious. It's kind of wild.
I'm going to the Yankee-Dodger series June 1st at Dodger Stadium, and you just said it. I'm just going to show up. I'll just tailgate and party outside the stadium for a couple hours. Soak in the experience. You know what I mean? Because the game, although a Dodger-Yankee game will probably end up being pretty long anyways. I imagine there'll be a lot of home runs. It's the Fox Saturday game of the week, too. Saturday, June 3rd, I believe it is. So Dave, speaking of which.
I was just going to say, do you know if they're changing anything in baseball? Like if you go to a college football game and it's that CBS 330 SEC game and you're at it, it's way longer. The breaks that they take for that CBS game when it's on a nationally televised game, it's way longer. I don't know if they're actually changing that for baseball at all. I don't think they are.
Yeah, you know what? Those Fox games, I'll be the first to admit, bro, the Saturday Fox game of the week, Drew, it's a freaking marathon, bro.
Yeah.
And when the Yankees and the Red Sox play, it's like 6 hours, right? But that's not, to me, it's not about the rules and all this because the players only try to hit home runs anyways. So I like what you were talking about maybe they'll start getting some, you know, real baseball players playing the game again. And I get it that's sort of the point. As I stated, I bitched a hell of a lot about it. But let me give it a chance. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Let me give it a chance and see how it plays out. And I'll reassess. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. And I'll admit it. So Merrill Kelly, as we stated, it's hard not to, you know, this is not a small sample size. So 13 career starts. He's 0-9 with a 5.64 run average. We were talking about how the D-backs are a scrappy team. You've got Dustin May on the hill here tonight for the Dodgers. Will Smith is red hot, and he did play in the World Baseball Classic. What do you think, Drew, of the Dodgers in the D-back game tonight?
I'm on the Dodgers, Gabe. I bet him on the overnights, minus 143. It looks like we're getting him, FanDuel, pitching a minus 155 right now. You bring up Dustin May. His first start was actually against the D-backs, going 7 strong innings. He only gave up 3 hits. They had a tough time hitting him. I think he's going to have another good start here. And then we get the Dodgers. I love looking at weighted runs created plus number. Dodgers top 5 in MLB. Diamondbacks have actually struggled with their bats. They're 84 points lower by that. And here's the last thing that I really love about the Dodgers. You touched on it with Merrill Kelly struggling against L.A., the Dodgers have dominated the Diamondbacks. I know you know this as a Dodgers fan, Gabe. I didn't realize it was this bad. Since August of the 2020 season, the pandemic season, they are 39-11. 39-11, that's 78% win percentage. Cut out the spreads, cut out everything. They dominate the Diamondbacks. I think they win again here, Gabe. I would lay the near minus 150 price tag.
Yeah, there is a little bit of a bitter rivalry going back to, you remember, Yasiel Puig took a leak in their pool.
I forgot about that. Then he was playing Mexican baseball the next year.
That's the best.
When we got Cam back. Yeah, they won. They clinched the National League West in Arizona one night years ago there. And Yasiel Puig decided to pull it down and take a leak in their pool as a celebration. Wow. They weren't too happy about it.
No, I wouldn't be happy either.
and remember Luis Gonzalez? He said, remember, Drew, remember? You can't remember. Luis Gonzalez, he's a D-back. He won the World Series with him, right?
Damn right.
So he was a hitting coach. I don't know if he still is, but he was a hitting coach with him when Yasiel Puig was on the Dodgers. And he's Cuban. right? So they're both Cuban, but they didn't know each other. So Buddy went up to Yasiel Puig at the batting cage before the game, and he said, "Nice to meet you, Yasiel. I'm Cuban." And Yasiel told him, "I don't give an F where you're from. Get the F away from me."
Wow. he real personal.
And they were like, "Whoa, whoa." And then other people came over, like the Dodgers even, were like, "Yo, bro, this guy played the game for a long time, man. Like, yeah. Show a little respect. Stop, like, being a jerk with everybody." And he told the Dodgers, like, he basically said, "You shut the F up. I don't want to talk to you either." Like, he basically said, and then wow. He told them, "I don't talk to people on the other team." He explained, because they asked him after, "What's your problem?" Like, in the batting cage before the game with people. And point blank, he goes, "I don't like when people from the other team talk to me." How are you going to hate him for that, Cam? Old school. He's like, "Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. You're not on my team. Don't talk to me."
Here's the deal. If you're on the Dodgers and I'm on the D-backs and we meet each other in the cage and we've worked together, hey, man, when the game starts,
I wouldn't be like him. If I was me, Cam, I'd say, "Hey, how you doing, Cam? Everything all right? Cool, good to see you, buddy." And I'd keep walking.
No, but I don't want in a hockey pregame skate, go, "Hey, man, I'm going to see you. You want to go for a couple beers tonight?" No, it's like, no, shut the hell up.
Well, you see the NBA, they're all hugging each other.
Yeah, I hate that. But there's also,
you guys ready to compete. Like,
there's a middle ground. You can't be a Puig and go, "I want to hurt you. You suck. You're a loser. I don't even know who you are."
You like that? Yeah. The Puig took it, just whipped it out. He climbed over the fence and leaked in their pool. It's like,
he's
we won.
That guy's
there was
crazy,
the story, last story about that, though. Remember we told a story about Zach Greinke? Someone told a story. They said, Zach Greinke looks all quiet and stuff. They said he's the coolest dude in the world. Yasiel Puig was like, listening to music, and he was being a jerk on the Dodger team bus. They were in the middle of nowhere. And Zach Greinke quietly got up, and he went to the front of the bus, and he told the driver, "Stop the bus." And he went to Yasiel Puig, and he said, "Get the off off the bus." He goes,
"I love that.
Nobody wants you here. You're a jerk." And Greinke took his bag, threw it on the side of the road, in the middle of nowhere.
I love Zach
Puig got off the bus, and the Dodgers left Puig on the side of the road.
Well, what? Well-deserved. Well-deserved.
That's why he's in the Mexican League now.
The thing is, Zach Greinke, too.
No, like they were basically like, look up, I swear to God, look up Zach Greinke Puig story. You'll get the exact detail here. I'll rattle it off after, actually. It was a player that played with Puig. I think it was Dallas Braden. A guy that played, he was on the bus, and he played and stuff. He goes, "Dude, it was the craziest thing ever." He goes, "Greinke told the driver, 'Stop the bus.'" And he told Puig, "You off the bus."
Hey, Drew, you guys.
And he wasn't taking
like
no for an answer, Greinke. Greinke's a big dude, too. Like,
oh, I know. That's the thing. So these guys, my buddy pitched for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, right? They read the paper. Zach Greinke, like, "Ha, ha, ha. Look at this loser. He looks like he's like 10 years old and stuff." Cue the tape. Perfect game. Like, it's like, shut the hell up. I love Zach Greinke. He's one of my favorite pitchers, actually. Like, and the fact that he did that to Puig, who was a psycho, Gabe, makes me respect him more. I'm a big
fan. Zach Greinke once took Yasiel's luggage and threw it into a cornfield.
Good for him.
In Chicago. It was in Chicago. Yeah. So it's different. Here's it. I can get you the real story after. Puig ignored multiple requests.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Greinke lost it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's game time decisions. I am Gabriel Brancy, kicking it. Drew Martin in the house just for a couple of more moments. Drew, are you betting any NBA tonight, or are you just a little baseball?
No, I don't think you guys or the listeners out there want my NBA picks, to be honest, Gabe. I'm not very good in the association. So it's baseball for me, UFC this weekend as well.
I love you, Drew. I love your honesty. It's amazing. Most people are I'm on fire. Yeah.
Okay, best bets, Drew. What do you got for us? Baseball, then. We'll get the Cam's hockey picks.
Baseball, I'm going Dodgers, guys. -150 price tag tonight. Singled out. Late night degenerate special. It's the only 10 o'clock Eastern game. I'm on the Dodgers. We touched on it. May, their pitcher, he's dominated the Diamondbacks in 39-11. That's 78% win percentage. That's the Dodgers over the Diamondbacks since August of 2020. They had another win here. And I'm on Gerald Mershart in the UFC 287. Ooh, Miami. Whoa. Get him at a big plus price. That's my underdog on the prelims, Gabe. That's who I'm going.
And you're going to the card, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm planning on it. Got to get my tickets. I need a good ticket handicap from Gabe Morenci, how much I should spend to get in. But yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a hot ticket. This is a great card. It's a great, great main event. Israel Adesanya and Alex Pereira, the rematch. Dude, Pereira beat Adesanya twice in kickboxing. Yeah. Okay? You know what I mean? He knocked him out once, and then there was a controversial draw. Adesanya then goes to mixed martial arts, takes over the world. People are talking about him being amongst the greatest fighters of all time. He's dominant. And Pereira shows up. And Adesanya's like, this ain't kickboxing now. You know what I mean? You ain't going to beat me. Pereira messed him up. He's beaten him three times. He's +114. He's going to beat him again.
I agree with you. I mean, you got a guy's number. That's it. It's a good card, though. You're right, man. It should be a lot of fun in Miami. And I'm excited to go.
Yeah, I'll let you know about the tickets, and I'll scout the market for you, and I'll share some picks, but I'm a little envious. I've been to a UFC live event in a little while, but this one's going to be wild. Miami, Saturday night, Adesanya, Pereira, that's going to be lit.
That's going to be time.
Mind your own business. True. Mind your own business there.
Yeah, be careful, Drew.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.